only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 713, Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
Feel good, man. Feel great.
Well, you should. You've been in your basement for a week straight, man.
Yeah. What would you put in this? So you've been down here, man. What would you add to this? I'm going to be down here for a while, so I'm just kind of looking around. I think the Gym Flow Bro idea is pretty good. I need to get rid of that foosball table and put a...
You probably should start working out, but I have a feeling that whatever you get will never be touched, because I know you, and you don't like working out.
Why are those weights dusty?
There's cobwebs on your weights.
That's weight, bro.
No, you need some girly posters up on the walls. That's what you need. Yeah. You need to get some old school girly posters and just plaster that. And a neon sign. Do you have a neon sign down there?
No, I don't have. Those are expensive. I was actually looking at those, like beer signs.
Yeah.
There's a reason the American pickers pick those things, because not cheap.
But that's what you should do, though. You should get some girly posters and a neon sign. And then you'll have a dope basement.
Like a 1997 Carmen Electra poster?
Yes, exactly.
Everybody had?
Nothing before 2005, okay? No poster after that. It's all got to be 90s to now. There's some great ones out there. There's some great ones out there, man.
A couple Pamela Anderson ones that are pretty good.
I mean, we had this one in our dorm room, and it was Pink Floyd's album covers on like a bunch of women's butt cheeks and backs. That one was classic. Good stuff. Right next to the Bob Marley poster, even though none of us listened to Bob Marley.
Yeah, right. No, none of us did. But you had that Bob Marley poster that had the black light underneath it.
Exactly.
The black light activated posters. Remember those?
Right next to my table of mixology poster that showed you how to make all these different shots. So lame.
Marley poster, this guy definitely doesn't dress for gym class.
You know where I got those too, by the way?
What? Where?
Come on now. Where did everyone get their posters from?
Hot Topic, bro, or Spencer's?
Spencer's, yeah! What a just a terrible store. A terribly great store.
Here's the thing about that store. No matter what you're going to the University Park Mall for in South Bend, you always got to take a lap through Spencer's.
You just pop in there and just see what's going on. Just see what they got. Some kind of gag gift you'll find, or, you know.
Like, literally a gag gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there was a time where I walked into Spencer's and I was like, when do they start selling sex toys?
Yeah, they got...
That corner is a little different.
They got everything there. God, I love it. Is Spencer's still open?
Oh, yeah. Damn, great store, man.
You know what? Going back to yesterday's topic, what's the first thing I'm going to do once all this is over? I'm going to Spencer's, man.
There you go.
I'm going to Spencer's and I'm just going to spend like $500, just everything. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, you're on it today, buddy. You're on it today.
Nice.
Well, here are some not-so-serious stories we've seen about the coronavirus outbreak. Sales of adult toys are up, and there are now some condom shortages as people figure out how they really want to pass the time right now. So all of these sex toys and condoms are just flying off the shelves, man.
Yeah, I was trying to find some Magnums the other day. I couldn't.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Magnum condoms. Yeah. That's just to put over your hands because you can't find gloves anywhere.
No, that's just to put in my wallet to show off, you know? Like,
is that old? Oh, my God. That's one of the best bits ever that Always Sunny in Philadelphia did. Frank's big thing for a while was putting a Magnum condom in his wallet, and then he'd have it, like, fall out in front of women and be like, oh, look, I dropped my Magnum condom for my Magnum dong. It was great. It's great.
Because every one of us guys since in school had the ring on their wallet because you'd sit on it all the time.
Oh, God.
And the condom would always be, like, tucked behind some cards.
Yeah.
It's so everybody's always leather wallet had that ring.
Had that ring in there, and we never used it. I didn't have it because I didn't use condoms. I didn't use them.
Don't teach the youth that, Brock. That's terrible.
They feel terrible. Don't wear them.
Don't listen to them. Wear them. Double up.
Nah, I don't know. Just go in there. Just get it.
Come on, man.
Let's see. A new website called HowMuchToiletPaper.com will tell you how long your current supply will last based on what you got and how often you're hitting the bathroom.
Man.
I think yours would be like, you have half a day, Hunter. Half a day.
All right, be honest with me on this one.
Mm.
You've pulled some toilet paper from the roll, and you're like, ah, that's a bit much. That's
oh, yeah, funny. Absolutely. Dude, it's so we'll funny. I have absolutely done that. I'm like, boy, all right. I can't be as willy-nilly with the amount of toilet paper I used. I got to be much more stingy.
Take care of business with one square.
Yeah. My dad taught me how to do that. He used to teach that first survival training. I'll show you. Actually, you know what? I'll just tell everyone. Okay? So here's what you do. This is legit. This is from my dad. My dad used to teach this, and I was lucky enough to learn this lesson. So what you do is you take a piece of toilet paper, okay? You fold it, and then you fold it again. Then what you do is you take the inside corner and you tear that off. That's the important part, right? You take that, you put that behind your ear because you don't want to lose it, all right? Then you open the piece of toilet paper back up. You put your finger through that. I recommend your middle finger through that hole, and then you take care of cleaning business, all right? Then you take the toilet paper and you fold it up over your finger, right? So you pull it up over. That's how you clean your finger off. And then remember that piece I told you to put behind your ear?
Yeah.
You take that and you clean underneath your nail. That's a...
Ah! God.
I remember when I was old enough to finally understand what Dad meant by all of that. I'm like, oh, that's the greatest thing ever. I love telling people, hey, if you ever just need one piece of toilet paper. Now, I do recommend you get, you know, like a nice, quilted downy, real nice one, for cleaning purposes.
Hey, you know what?
What?
When this is all said and done and over with, remind me, I'm never shaking your hand again, ever. You keep your hands to yourself.
You keep your hands to yourself. All right, well, let's just end on that. That's perfect. I gave you guys all the survival tip, and that's all you need. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.